Hey there, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. I grew up on a farm near a tiny little town in southwest Iowa called Fontanelle. My parents had cattle and pigs, corn and soybeans, and my dad and mom made sure that my two younger brothers and I learned how to work. Work ethic was their number one value. I remember many a Saturday morning, probably every Saturday morning, my dad would graciously let us sleep in till 7 or 8 a.m., and then there'd be a knock on our bedroom doors, and he would say in his deep voice, "Get up, it's time to work." We didn't question our dad, so we would go out and do everything from helping to move pigs to cattle, picking up rocks in the field, putting in fence, picking up sticks in the yard, helping with the garden, mowing the lawns, helping in the flower beds. You name it, we worked hard. Well, all of that work paid off. My brothers and I all know how to work, and we accomplish a lot because of it, and we take pride in our ability to get things done. Well, a number of things have caused me to think about how well I'm teaching my kids that work ethic I learned as a child, and I've come up lacking. On Monday, we released the episode where I interviewed PJ Jonas, and she's a mom of eight, and they are homesteaders. They like to grow a lot of their own food, and they have a goat farm, and that episode really focused on teaching kids to work. And if you listen to that, you'll notice I was really intrigued. I feel a bit of panic over the amount of time my kids spend on their screens and how they're a little bit entitled because their friends are all paid to mow the lawn, Mom. I don't know how to reconcile kind of a suburban lifestyle with that work ethic I learned on a farm. Is it possible? So I've been thinking about that. Well, also, I got my hands on a new book this week. It's called Make Your Bed, Little Things That Can Change Your Life and Maybe the World by William H. McRaven. This guy was a Navy SEAL for over 30 years. He was amazing, had an amazing career. And in the book, he talks about 10 tips he learned in Navy SEAL training that have served him his whole life long. Well, it inspired me because a lot of it reminds me of what I learned on the farm. Essentially, he taught that when things get hard, when you're physically suffering and you want to quit, you just don't quit and you push through. And with that process, you gain courage and confidence and a pride in your ability to do hard things. Well, fast forward. Now, I'm looking at my own kids here in suburban America, just outside of Madison, Wisconsin. We are on a rural property, but we're not on a farm. And sometimes it feels like we don't have the work available that would teach my kids that skill of pushing on. Well, luckily for us, recently here, we've had high velocity windstorms that broke off a ton of our trees. So Labor Day for us became a day of labor. It was so fun to tell our kids, we're going to be working in the yard all day, and you can just plan on wearing gloves and getting muddy and working hard. And I didn't know how they'd take it. And I was surprised. They were all in. And it was so fun to watch my oldest dragging giant sticks down from the top of our yard to our backyard where we could cut them up. And he just kept plodding along. He didn't complain. He probably accomplished more than anyone out there, and I could tell he was feeling pride in his work. But for me as a mom, I felt a great amount of pride to think, hey, he can do hard things. He's not a complainer. He knows how to keep moving forward. So those are my thoughts this week as I think about that book, Make Your Bed, and PGA Jonas's interview and how we labored on Labor Day. And I want to challenge you to reestablish your own sense of pride and confidence in all of the hard things you're doing every day, whether that's parenting or getting through that mountain of laundry or working in your yard or having an amazing garden. It's good to do those hard things. We talk a lot about leisure and self-care and girls' night out, but sometimes you can feel just as amazing going out and feeling the sense of accomplishment that comes with a job well done. And that's my challenge for you today. Think about all the things you've done and celebrate those when you go to bed tonight. Celebrate the hard work you've done and everything you've accomplished and feel a sense of pride in that. Well done. I will see you again on Monday when I talk with Rachel Pickworth about the law of attraction. And until then, make this a fantastic and fun and somewhat hardworking weekend. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast at www.jenryday.com.